Hey, this is Slash, and you're listening to Kink FM.
I noticed you had a Velvet Underground t-shirt on. Is that inspiration, admiration, or just a cool t-shirt?
It's a little of all three. It's a cool t-shirt. It's very Velvet Underground and Lou Reed was somebody I was very inspired by. And what was the other one that you said?
Admiration.
Admiration, which I also do. So, yeah.
Miles Kennedy, I personally think it really worked out because his voice, yeah, it was applicable on all songs, especially the one which Andrew Stockdale.
I just heard it. They just played it on the speakers from the radio station,
yeah.
And I was like, fuck, that's...
The live recording.
Yeah, from today, you know, so they played it on their playing on the radio, so it was really, really cool to... But the thing is about Miles is when I was making this record... I knew at some point that I was going to want to go on tour on it, and this was before I met Miles Kennedy. So I was making this record, and I started auditioning different people to be able to sing not only this record, which is all different singers, but Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver and Snake Pit as well. And at the same time, I was looking for a singer for Velvet Revolver. So I had all this singer stuff going on, and then I had, on my record, I had one song left to record that I didn't know who was going to sing on it, and I'd heard about Miles Kennedy, but I just didn't know him. So all of a sudden I got this weird idea. I said, let's just call him and see what happens. So I called him and I sent him the music, and then he made a demo and sent it back, and it was fucking brilliant. So at that point I was like, well, you want to do this tour, you know? Because he has a really amazing range, you know? And he doesn't make the songs corny. He manages to make them his own, but they still sound like the original songs. You know, it's a tricky thing to do.
Well, of course, Wolfmother was going to play here this afternoon. Was the plan to get Andrew on stage for the one song he dotted on?
That's what I was thinking. Andrew has jammed with us a bunch of times, and so I was planning on doing that, but then he got sick, so...
Total bummer.
Yeah, I'm going to work with Lemmy at Download, though. But he was here Friday.
Have you ever been in his dressing room?
Have I ever been in Lemmy's dressing room? Many times, yeah.
You know this the game machine?
The game machine?
Yeah, the gambling machine?
Gambling machine, yeah. He loves that thing. Yeah. He hangs out at the Rainbow in Los Angeles and sits there for hours on it, yeah.
One of my personal favorites on the album is the song with Chris Cornell. But I can imagine Chris Cornell is someone you might have met in the past couple of years. But how difficult is it to get the persons you didn't know, like Andrew Stockdale or Miles Kennedy?
Actually, that was a good point that you brought up Chris. Chris was one of the guys that I know because we met each other over the years, but he's more of an acquaintance. And he was the guy that I thought was going to be the hardest to get. I was really surprised when he called up. He's like, oh, yeah, this is cool. But, you know, when it came to people that I didn't know at all, Andrew Stockdale being one of them, Rocco DeLuca, Miles Kennedy, M. Shadows, just get their phone numbers and just fucking cold call them. Take your chances.
I mean, being the person you are, it might be easier for you not having to deal with the labels and legal departments.
That's what we did with the whole record, is I did everything directly. I didn't use any managers or any of that kind of stuff to sort of get in touch with people. So it was very much artist to artist, which I think had a lot to do with getting this record put together.
What, besides playing the guitar, was your exact role recording this album? Were you a conductor of sorts?
You know, I was sort of, you know, like, I think the unwritten producer, you know, to put it all together. So that was very, very important. So I was more like the director of the whole project.